Because every time it's one color, it means another.
The Hebrew. Oh, God help him. Okay. Yeah. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Damim Tumeyim, Be'isha, there are five different shades five different hues, of colors, no, five colors. Number one, Ha'edem red, Shachar black, Ukekeren Charkim, and like the corner of a field which grows Charkim. What exactly Charkim is, they either say a crocus bush or a, which I don't know how it's red, but it must be some red or something. Next one is Ukemeimei, What is it? What is Charkim?
Looking at English Siddur.
Okay. Yeah. The word Charkim. What does he say? What did you say there? Charkim? Hakosh ne masak, it looks like
it.
Charkim.
Eight.
Spikenhard, which
saffron.
Is
saffron. Saffron. Saffron usually makes yellow, doesn't it?
No, but maybe. No, it's costas. Charkim, Mishko. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Saffron. They say saffron. What do these guys say? Is crocus saffron the same thing?
Chorus.
Is it red related to iris?
Is iris saffron? No.
Some of them.
No, iris has more like a rose or something.
Yeah,
saffron is something else.
The actual strands of saffron.
Croquant,
red in color, but they make a yellow dye.
Saffron.
When you cook with saffron, it makes yellow.
Yellow, that's right.
But the actual pieces themselves that come from the flour are red in color.
You know what's interesting? They're reading as if it's a samach. Krokos is krakam.
It's charkim.
I know, but saying we're saying with a mem, they're saying it. What is it?
Crocus.
Is that crocus or saffron? Saffron. What is that? That looks a little bit red.
Oh, I just lost whatever it was. Okay.
What did you look up? Crocus or saffron? And what is that? What is it? Is that crocus or saffron?
Crocus,
but it's charkim. Yeah, that's crocus. What's charkim?
With a mem.
With a mem. They're doing with a samach. That's crocus. And what's saffron? It's a totally to machlekes. What the title charkim is. Okay, look. See, already we don't know. Let's continue. It's getting late. Yeah. We'll see later. Water sitting on the dirt. We'll see what it is.
That's the strands from the stamen of it. You take from the inside of the flower.
Interesting. So they touch as if it's a samach.
Even though
and we're touching as if it's a mem. Yeah, interesting. I wonder which times also touch.
Google in Lashon Kodesh.
I did it in Hebrew.
Yeah, and it came up
in Hebrew and it came to the English.
You put with a mem, Charkim?
Yes, it's for Wikipedia.
There is another type which is red.
Yeah, understand. Interesting. And that's Charkim. Okay, don't know.
I'm florists.
Okay, botanist. Bishami says, Av ukemozeg wine that's diluted, those that shade of red. Different shades of red. Bishami says, Av kemei metilson, also fenugreek. If you cook fenugreek itself, is not red, but if you cook it in water, that water becomes red. Okay, also if you have, you know, that water that goes out of raw meat is red. That reddish hue is also red. Basil metadim, so that red is too light. Hayorik, what about yellow? Yorik can be yellow, can be green, but also sometimes it's blue. Yeah, Hayorik, Akavi Malal, a long taste is in Sukkot. Akavi Malal metame, he says yellow is also a color of red. Vachachami metadim. If you're going to say that, what? That yellow is not metame al nida, like a stain. Let at least be one of the seven liquids. We know one of the seven liquids is dam. Treat this as the liquid of dam, even though it's yellow, for to be prepared.
The other one says here that it's turmeric, it's yellow.
That's a turmeric, it's saffron.
Yes.
Ah, so which one is it? It's two different things. Interesting. Okay. Rabbi Yehesi says like kach v'le kach. Rabbi says neither. Rabbi Yehesi says it's not nidah, nor is it prepared mashkin. L'chay Rabbi Yehesi and Tanakhama saying the same thing. Well, we're going to ask the question. Ezo Edom, what's red? You said red. What's red? Which red? Kedam hamake, Like what? Like the blood of a wound. That red that comes out from a wound. We'll see later, it means when you shecht an animal, the first blood that comes out. Shachar, black, is kecheres. Well, what color exactly is kecheres? Don't know. It's a very dark red, which is black. What color is cheres? Anybody?
That's terracotta
pot. No, it's not clay. This is not samach. This is the saf. It's a color. It's like dye of an ink or something. Some kind of a pigment. No, it's not a clay cheres. That's a samach. On the pekan, if it's deeper than that tummy, deem pekan if it's light in that toir. Uchekeren karkum. This is what we talked about before, which is either crocus or saffron. Is kibodur shaboy is when when it's clear, but it looks red. And Rashi says it's the leaves that look red. The crocus bush, but the saffron bush, maybe the leaves are red also. To the leaves. Kamehme adoma, when we said kamehme adoma, water that's sitting on dirt. What's that talking about? Mebikas Beis Kedem, from a place called the Valley of Beis Kedem, and mates of Mayim, and you put water on top of it, it has that reddish color. You know, sometimes you drive through parts of Australia which is very hot, and you can see that all the sand is red. Even the sides of the road, you know, it's all red. So water sitting on top of something like that is reddish. Ukamazim, when we say diluted wine, shnei chalakim mayim, two a ratio of two water, echad yayin, one wine, mina yayin hasharuni, from wine from the city of Sharon. First of all, how do you know the ikadam toy bisha? How do you know any blood is toy? Maybe any blood that comes from a woman is tummy. What color it is? Dilma, kol dam dal simino tummy. Any blood that emanates from his tummy, I'm Rabbi Chaim Yisim, I'm Rabbi Yisim, I'm Rabbi Yisim, we have a pasuk. It says we had in shave team, ki poli mechadav le mishpat, or something will be far beyond you. Bein dam, we talked about Zaka Mamre there. Bein dam le dam between one kind of blood and another kind of blood. Just clearly from here we see that there are different kinds of blood. Some are tummy, some are toy. Bein dam tummy, that's what it means, between dam tummy and dam toy. That's how you're going to touch. El ma'ato, it says there also, bein neger le neger. Does that mean that some leprosies are toy and some are tummy? And of course not. It means that there are different kinds of leprosies and you need to know what they are. So lechayda by blood also, maybe there's different kinds of blood. Who says tummy and toyer? Hachinami be neged, tummy and neged toyer? Can't be. Bichitema, hachinami, neged toyer mika. Where do you find a neged toyer at all? No such thing as a leprosy that's toyer. What do you mean there is? What about the bichitema, kuli hapach lavan toyer? We know if the entire person became full of leprosy, we covered with leprosy, we say that he's toyer. Says the Gemara, who bayik mika? Because that's not leprosy. Why take a toyer? Because that's not leprosy. Like an albino. It's not leprosy. When it comes to Negoyim, it means that there are different kinds of Negoyim within Tum itself and different laws. That's what you have to know. Let's say the Negoyim of a person versus the Negoyim that form on a house, or the Negoyim that form on clothing. Different din. They're cool and Tumei, and they're all Tumei. So Hachanami, too. So maybe over here by blood also, maybe all blood is Tumei. I would mean Bein Dam Le Dam. Bein Dam Nid Le Dam Ziver. There's different din, whether the Dam is from a woman who's a Nidu, or the Dam is from a woman that's out of the cycle, and she's a ziva. Maybe that's what the Torah means. Says you call it to main. Saying more high mat. What are you comparing? Bishlei mahasa. When it comes over there by negoyim, it's not just different negoyim. It's poshut. It's machlekes, and therefore you know. Remember, we're talking about Zaka Mamre that he argues with everybody else. So he's arguing. He's arguing regarding within the goyim of a person and what machlekes is he arguing with Moshe. There are possible machlekes. But when it comes to Nidam Ladam, so what if it's Nidaziv? There's no machlekes either one. So what's the Zaka Mamre arguing about? We have to find a machlekes. The Zaka Mamre is coming along saying, I'm arguing. Midam Ladam. So what do you tell me? Dam means Dam Nidu or Dam Nidaziv? So what's he arguing about? When it comes to Nigid Nigid, there are, we'll go right through right now, there are Zisti Machlekes and the Halach is like X, and he comes along and says, I want to pass him like Y. Okay. And he's wrong. He's talking Mammon against all the Sanhedrin. When it comes to Dam and Dam, the only possible is there's a Dam Tomei and Dam Toy. And he argues, he says, you're calling that Tomei, I'm calling that Toy. So therefore, that we know from there's such a thing as Dam Toy, and they're arguing what it is. Benigi Adam, for example, what's the argument going? Beplukt Rabbi Shuvah Rabbanan, an argument Rabbi Shuvah Rabbanan. Now we learned in beheaded kaidim l'sar love and tummy. If the beheaded comes before, you know, the white hairs, if on the skin the deformity before the white hair, then that's tummy, that's an ass. Im sar love and kaidim l'beheaded, but if the white hairs are sprouted first, then tied. Safik, if we're not sure, tummy. But Rabbi Shuvah Makar, Rabbi Shuvah said car, which we're going to tie, which means that it's tied. Makar means make it lighter. Well, but Rabbi Kar the tied. So that's where the machlek is, and we pass in one way. We pass in tummy, and this comes like a mamak along and says, no, tired. Okay, what possible argument can you have by clothing, by housing? It's not enough to see leprosy on one side of the wall. You have to see it on a corner where you have two sides of the wall. You see the size of two grisen. Two Egyptian means, you know, on two stones on two different walls. The canon is always in the corner. The length is like
Mm. Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's on two walls. Because it's on the corner. He says it has to be on two walls.
Yeah.
So you don't build a corner out of one stone. It's multiple bricks.
Exactly.
So it has to be, in other words, the tzaraas itself has to be two grisen, so one gris on this wall, and one gris on this wall. And v'roch gris, if it's two grisen long, but only half a gris on this wall, one half on this wall, it's not tummy. That's what he holds, very specific. My time, Rabbi Abishim, what's his svara? See, it says in Pasig, the kohen will see the tzaraas, the house is covered tzaraas, and he says here, it says in the Pasig, kir. He says he saw the nega and says bekira sabayis and the marei and shafim and akir. One place says kira is plural, one says kir, oh, it's singular. Aza kir shukir is which corner is equal to two? How the emes the canons of is the very corner. That's what he holds. That's what he holds, and that'll look like him. If this zakamano comes and argues with him, okay. So he have pasal machlekes. Third one, benigi bati when it comes to clothing. But look, the rabbi lezer rabbein shemem of tumos v'rabban tani reinzim of tumos v'aymem menayin lepichel v'garin shetayde. How do you know that if the tzaras spreads throughout the entire beged, that it's toyer just like by a person? Remember, it says korachas. It says bekor choser begabach. It says korachas begabach by clothing, and it says the same word korachas begabach by others. Make it a shove. Mal lahal apart bekul toyer by a person. If the entire person becomes like an albino, he's toyer. We just said a minute ago it's not called tzaras. Av kanami part bekul toyer by clothing, the same thing. He's toyer. That's the halach. And Mizrach Mami argues on that. Elohach over here. Idam toyer leka be my pligi. What are they arguing? What's he arguing with them? So it must be that some are toyer and some are tamei. That's how we know. Pretty much fine. But how do you know which colors? When my the honey toyer, how do you know the red is toyer is the one that's tamei and yellow is toyer? Maybe the other way around. I'm gonna boot. I'm across. Says the posse. They woke in the morning and they saw vayiru moye v'samayim adumi kedami. Saw that the water was red like blood. So we see clearly from here that blood is red. You think you need a posse to tell you what color blood is?
I mean, within dam you have different shades of blood as well.
We'll see. Okay, true. But the most common in the journal is red. Yeah. Anyway, bring it out. This is red. Okay.
Red. You can have a arterial blood is bright red. Venous blood is dark red.
Okay.
It's come from one spot.
Exactly. It's one part of the body.
Remember, Dam Edom, who Ema Edom Sula, to me only red. So I know you can have all these other colors there, other shades. Oh my cross and pasi Dome, it says twice in the Psukim Dome, each one in plural. How they can't add, but we know there are four shades. So you move on Chamisha. If you look at Mishas, Chamisha Dami to me five. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina, black is not a color. Shechayid Edom, black is really red. El Shalok was afflicted, and you know that if you're wearing a Barcelino hat and it rains a lot for a long time and the dye starts coming down, it's red, not black. And I know the personal experience. Taina Rabbi learned Shachar Kecheres. Sorry? Yeah, we'll see later. We'll see Dam Makke. We'll see, yeah. Shachar Kecheres. Omuk Mekane, deeper than the atomic. D, if it's lighter, I feel like a choil, even like blue or something, toy is toy. And this black doesn't start out black straight away. It's really red, but when it gets exposed to the oxygen outside, it becomes black. Just like the blood of a wound when it eventually goes black. Doesn't believe that there's demer only four colors. He doesn't agree with that. He doesn't agree with that drasha. Or Iboy say me easily holds. Mi lamar abchinin the shachar had to move. We just like black is really red. Elo shalaka was afflicted. Hachinami milkuhu the lucky. So over here, this color fenugreek is also a red color that got afflicted. Basil metarin hayin tenakam. Basil says yellow is not a problem. Tenakam is the same thing. Ikiv not difference is litlois. According to the Tanakam, he says that five shades are definitely tummy, but yellow is a suffix tummy, and Basil says it's totally mutter. Hayora yellow. But less the kave demer, how can make another color? How do you can't have a four? Eboy is less than agree. Eboy is Islay, Mila Machinina, Shachar Edemu, or Shalaka. Well, red is black. And black is really red. Hachanam Milku the Lucky. Yellow really is red that became yellow. Machaman, yellow is a primary color. Hachaman, Machaman, Tidin. Hainet Tanakamba, the same thing. Even I little it goes on a kamba, it's still a suffix, and you have to suspend if you touch it. Totally mukhi. Totally tired. Amr Meir says, even though I didn't start a nidah, but let it be treated like mashkin when it comes to be machshazroin. Says Yorad Rameil Shita Kalman Ala. Rameil is following the opinion of Kalman and Ala and trying to understand further. Betime, and he was Metame, and this is what he said. He holds that yellow is also metame, but he's telling Chachamim. I understand when you find if you say that what this is what he's saying Chachamim. You say that, no. Initially we thought that he's not talking about machshas roim. He's talking about tumas nida. But he's saying I understand if you find a kesem, a stain on clothing, and you argue that's not really considered blood. Okay, I understand that you're not going to metame her. But it's coming from her own body, and even though it's yellow titma, you should say what is it? Obviously it's blood and a different shade afflicted. So you should be metame at least that. That's what he's saying. Now he's not talking about machshas roim. But if you're talking about nida, you so you mean metame from kesem, metame from mashke, from roim it boyle. He should have said. But if you see, she should be tame. What mashke coming in? Mashke is something to do with zroim. If you see yellow from the beginning, you're going to tell me that she's not become tame. What happened if she saw red blood come out first, and then afterwards she saw yellow blood? Is that should be tame? Meet the Havi, just like we find the Havi Amashka is over Zover. We find that the Mashka of Zover is over, like let's say her saliva or her urine. If a person touches it, they become tummy. So let this, if let's say yellow blood, after the red blood came out, yellow blood comes out, treat it as a continuation of that. And if a person touches that yellow blood, they should become tummy, like Tumas Nida. Why do you say that's completely tired? But Rabbanan say no. But it comes to saliva, zava, do me the roik has to be like saliva. Ma roik shemis agil v'yotzei. You build it up in your mouth, and then you spit it out. Mashenken, of course, shemis agil v'yotzei. Therefore, you can have whatever saliva comes out. Lafuke hai dem is agil v'yotzei. But blood by a woman comes out straight away. It doesn't pile up and then comes out. It trickles out straight away. So therefore, only red, not yellow. Very money hoch. If so, shapikam the Rabbanan meir. So they have a good answer.
That's just juice.
Yeah, tzir is nothing. Tzir is not blood. So this is, that's what the mayor is saying to the chachamim. So the chachamim say back to the mayor. The yellow is not the same thing. In fact, you can't. You want to ask a question, and the Rabban answered well. What's the Omega saying? This is what he's saying there. Treat it like one of the seven mashkin is dam. Treat the yellow blood like dam as far as zroim are concerned. That it's machshas zroim. That if a shed is, then afterwards touches it, it should become tame. The Rabban say, no, boy, we need dam chalolim. We need blood that the nefesh goes out with. That's called mashke. So therefore, that mashke prepares for tumah. Black and yellow blood doesn't do that. You agree that's not blood. The Hachi so Shapka Leron Menu have a good taina. Al Hachi Kamlu. This is what he said to them. Al Fu Bigzeir Shava. Why did we use Bigzeir Shava to learn that this has a din of Mashkim to be Machshas Roim? Ksiv Hachi says over here in the pasuk. It says here in the pasuk. Look at the pasuk here. It says Shlachayich Pardes Roimim. You should send out your Pardes Roimim, your orchard of pomegranates, and then. So we find what Shulchayich, Uksiv Hasim, when it comes to Nida, it says, V'sholeach Mayim apnei chutzes. That, no. First we say Shulchayich, we're talking about the dam of a Nida, that goes out of a woman. It's like an orchard of pomegranates. that it's closed up and everything else. So therefore, the women, when they have their Nida, they close up and they shut down, they have no relations with the husband. So we're comparing it to a Pardes Mayim that's shut down and guarded and protected. And the positive then continues over there with pre Magadim, with the fruits that get beautiful fruits that come out of them. That's their children, so they make sure they follow everything correctly. And then another positive says v'sholeach mayim al chutzes, and that talks about preparing zrayim. If you send water, rain and water on the outside, so therefore let's make a gzeir shava sholeach sholeach. This that the blood that comes out of a woman should be machshas zrayim, even if it's yellow. So the Rabban, Adam don kavuchay matzah kavuchaymu we can do, but Adam don gzeir shava matzah we can't. We didn't hear about it, so we can't make it up. Neither of them. Again, the same Tanakama that it's not neither nor is a machshas roim. Or kamashlam man Tanakama Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah now realized that who's Tanakama Rabbi Yosi. As soon as he remembered who actually said it, the Rebbe who said the Mishnah. As soon as he remembered, it wasn't just a Tanakama. It was Rabbi Yosi. He rightly decided to say it because chloim adav b'shem oimer maybe gul leilam. Okay, so here's the Gemara about that as well. Even though it's a Mishnah Pigyavus. We say, what's red? Edom is like, wow, the wound. What wound? Michael and Maka, which wound are we talking about? When you shecht an animal, the blood that escaped an animal. Let him just say, like the blood when you shecht an animal. Why talk about Dama Maka when you mean something else? All the blood that goes out and it keeps oozing out. And there are different shades of blood that come out. The first blood that escapes, that red, that's the kind of red we want. And that's what we call Maka, that's the wound. That's when you cut, the original cut. Ula says, Kedam Tzipur Chaya. It's like the color of the blood of a pigeon that seems like a living pigeon when you give her, when you wound her, the blood that comes from her. Iboilu Chaya Lafukesh. You mean a living one and not a dead one? What do you mean? Oidim Lafukesh. Chaya means a healthy one versus a weaker one. Take it, we're not sure. It's easy. That's human blood. That's right.
Good question. Okay,
we'll leave it in the teiku column. Ziri Yom, Aziz says, Kedam Ma'achol is like the blood of a flea or whatever it is, of a louse, shall roish, the head part of it. You have to get down to it, to the head, and give it a squish, and the blood that comes out. That particular color. Seems like only the head. The rest of the body doesn't have that same color.
Does it mean a head lice?
Oh, sorry. Head lice is from your head. Okay. So Rashi already asked, we know we need the size of a gris before we worry about stains. So why are you worried about over here? It's not a size of gris. So Rashi says, it must be this Tana here, or these Amoraim do not agree with this concept that has to be a size of gris. They hold even a mashu. Tibur Kekad was also on a kessel. My love, the Kula Gufe, the entire goof. It sounds like from this brace, it says haragam machelis. That is a toilet bar. If you kill the machelis and you find it in the stain, you'll assume that it came from this machelis. L'chayda, it sounds like the machelis could be any part of her body. So the Gemara loyd roisha, only the machelis found on her head. So the lice on her head, they're the ones that have that shade of color. Okay, you're right. So the Gemara right, ami vardino, ami the rose. And Rashi says that it was beautiful, like a rose. They call him ami shapino. I'm not sure exactly what he means by beautiful. He meant handsome. What do you mean by beautiful? By ami, rabami. Or he came from a city called Vadino. But anyway, Amravu Kedam Edzbak Tana Shal Yad. We're talking about your pinky. Nokfa, he got wounded. The Chayosa, he got healed. And the Chazav Nokfa, he wounded a second time. Veloisha Kaladim, not from every person. Elo Shal Bocher, only from a bachelor. Shaloy Nasa Isha. Once you get married, your blood changes colors. It's an amazing Gemara here. Ba'at Kama Ben Esim. And even if you didn't get married, once you're over 20, you're over the hill already. So it doesn't matter. You already changed. Your body changed and matured. But if you're under 20 and you got married, then you mature. The marriage changes your blood. What in the world is going on in Beis Hamikdash? But obviously, it has some kind of an impact on the colors of your blood. What does it mean?
I told my wife every day when I married her, young blonde beard, and now it's gone white.
Talk about the blood.
The longer I'm married to her, the more white it
blood.
Goes.
The
yeah,
blood.
So because it works by saying it's maybe with my blood also.
Okay. So we're right to Mesa, I'll ask you a question. It says that if, let's say, she finds blood, a stain on her clothing, if your husband or your son had a wound, we'll assume, attribute the blood to them. If they're all somehow or another together, in other words, even the son, must be a young little kid, is in the same bed. But talk about a husband. So we see that her husband's blood, even though it's her husband is married, is the right color. Because we're going to attribute the stain to the husband. You just said a minute ago it has to be either never married or under 20. And a wound of a wound. Okay, by some we can understand. Can be a husband. So this son was from another. Was from another husband. So she was married first, divorced. Now she married a second guy. So this is a husband. But this man was still a bacher because he never got married. For him, it's his first marriage. And they didn't have yet relations. So it's the relations that change the blood somehow, and therefore his blood is still pure or like a bacher under 20 years old. I wonder what all this means. Rab Nachman says, I'll tell you, know what color blood, you know what red is. Bedam, you know what dam amak is. We have all these different opinions. Bedam hakaza, when you let your blood, the blood that comes out. So we're not talking about the dam shchita. We're not talking about the dam of a pinky. We're not talking about the dam of a pinky of a bocher who was wounded twice. We're talking about dam akaza. Meisel has a question. We learned Meisel v'toler. We'll stop here. Continue with the show. So we're going to continue going through all the different colors.